Ralph proves he's a pharaoh. It was midnight. Nasal passages were all aslumber as the residents of Histamine Crescent dreamed of daisies in steamboats and lime green gas masks. Thelma, however, could not persuade her eyelids to droop. Despite the evening mug of Duraglit and counting whitebait, the Slumberland coach still refused her bus pass to Chipping Sodbury. And she knew the reason. It was her husband. Without announcement or permission, Ralph had ceased shaving the point of his chin. Of more concern was the fact that his favorite Stetson, complete with plastic pixie, had been rudely condemned to the hall cupboard. Thelma turned over like a flannelette kebab to gaze at her hibernating consort snoring heavily in mustard pajamas. His left hand, above the duvet, gripped a brand new pack of Dobson and Kettle filter tips, and in the other was a snooker cue belonging to Reggie Plum. Thelma, transfixed by the salami tibia gleaming in the moonlight, made a mental note to return it to the publican at Thursday night's Osprey clinching group. She would also have locked her corsets in a vault and cancelled the Coleman's rum had she known of the tin of gold leaf Brill cream concealed in Ralph's bedside pail.